Welcome to Animal House. I'm your host, Dr. Clayton Greenway. This is the show where I invite you into my appointment room and take your questions about your pets. I'm a lead veterinarian for Vet Strategy, a company that takes care of its clients and veterinarians. I've been practicing veterinary medicine for 17 years in Toronto. I've completed advanced training in orthopedic surgery, emergency care procedures, and internal medicine in dogs and cats. So this hour is a great opportunity to get your pet vet questions answered. But more importantly, I'm here to help you. I'll give you honest answers so you can make the best medical decisions for your pet. I love helping people who love their pets, so give me a call. We get lots of calls, but if you call in early, if you call in now, I can guarantee that I'll get to your questions. The phone lines are open, 416-872-1010, or text us at 71010. And as always, I can promise my listeners one thing. If you care enough to call in, then I will care about your pet and give you the very best medicine I can deliver. A little later in the show, we're going to have a guest on. His name is J.P. Pampina, and he is the owner, he is the developer, the inventor of something called the Smart Collar. This is a collar that your pet wears that is environmentally friendly, and it says, and it makes the claim, guaranteed to reduce your pet shedding, which is really interesting to me. I've been using one, but what's so important to me, I've got to say, when I have somebody on and we're talking about a product or something like that, part of my licensing is I'm not allowed to endorse or support a product or service. However, when there's something out there that is interesting that people might want to know about, I like to be able to tell them about it. What I'm really interested in is what people will find out about it when they use it. And to find out, does it work? Do they, you know, are they seeing the proof of it? Basically, what this is a smart collar is composed of special non-eroding crystal nickel-plated ionic chips located throughout the collar. So it's ionic technology. You know, some of you may have heard about this. We don't really get training in this in vet school. This is something that's an alternative medicine that is supposed to increase blood flow and circulation in your pet, and that's supposed to keep the hair follicles in better health so that there's not shedding. We'll hear from JP a little later about how he invented it, why he invented it, and what you can do to find out if it works for your pet, and we'll tell you about that. You can go to thesmartcollar.com to take a look and see if you're interested.
Hey, pet owners. The Smart Collar not only reduces your pet shedding problems, but more importantly, improves the well-being of your pet's good health. For more details and free shipping, visit thesmartcollar.com.
Welcome back to Animal House. Thanks for coming along. As I always say, listen to the radio and then take the dog for a walk. Okay, we've got a fantastic guest on right now. He is the inventor, developer, and owner of the Smart Collar. This is an interesting product. Of course, I always like to say I don't support, endorse any product or service, but I do like to tell you about different things that are out there on the market that you can go and try, and I'd love to hear back from people about their experience with it. This is an environmentally friendly pet collar that claims guaranteed to reduce your pet shedding. It is composed of special non-eroding crystal nickel-plated ionic chips located throughout the collar. Using smart technology, the collar increases the blood flow and circulation in your pet to reduce shedding. JP, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Greenway. I want to thank you very much for having us on today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. So let me ask you, first of all, what is the collar? How does it work? And tell everyone why they should try to use this.
Well, basically, the collar does reduce shedding, as you indicate. But because of the amount, it provides a mild and safe type of energy field that generates better blood flow for the animal, which in turn, like you say, keeps the hair follicles alive right for a longer period of time. This leads to a healthier pet that basically reduces less.
Right. And so, you know, you've come about this to put these together to try to help people out. Where did this come from for you? How did you come to decide about this, to develop it? And what's your background in experience with this type of treatment?
Well, basically, I'm not a scientist, but the caller is based on science and physics. I once upon a time had a beautiful black lab, and he developed a tumor, and I reached out to some pathological doctors, and they had indicated to me trying to use magnetic energy forces. Well, what had happened was I did use the magnetic chips. They're micromagnetic chips. So I went hunting for them with some direction and advice. And then what I did was I tried to keep those chips on my animal's shoulder because they had a cancer tumor on their shoulder.
Right.
My problem was I couldn't keep them on there. So what I did is I wrapped them up in between some masking tape. But the masking tape kept falling out. Our housekeeper kept finding these chips all over the place. And then I figured if I'm going to do something, I might as well try to reach out to a manufacturer that can help me produce and have these chips embedded right in the collar.
And held in place, yeah.
Yeah, and okay. That seemed to have stabilized how the chips would work. And so I turned it into a neck collar, just like a regular walking collar.
Yeah.
So at the time, I had Ricky was his name. I had Ricky's vet tell me the sad news that, you know, Ricky only had 2 to 3 months to survive. So that really devastated me. So that really gave me more encouragement to make this collar. Well, you know, Ricky survived 4 more years after. Like you know, we don't make medical claims about the collar.
Right.
You know, we just can't make those claims. However, we have had over 3,000, thousands of these collars sold.
Right.
And we have had the pet owners give us a call, and some of them are saying, what's in this collar, you know? And our question is always, why? And, you know, they say, well, my pet's coat is a lot more shinier. Their eyes are brighter. Their gums are pinker. They have posture. They're less fatigued.
Yeah.
And I think
you had said before, JP, one of the things you had said when we spoke before is you actually started noticing around the house, and your housekeeper did as well, that there wasn't the shedding going on, that there wasn't the hair around.
Yeah. I try to avoid that story because as preposterous as it seems, it's really, really humorous.
Yeah.
Our housekeeper accused, you know, me of having someone else in cleaning. And it started an argument, and I said, what would make you ask me, why would you ask me that question? And she simply says, because I don't find as much dog hair in the home.
Right. So she thought you were a housekeeper cheating on her.
Well, our housekeeper thought we were cheating on her and getting someone else in when she wasn't in on the days that she was supposed to work.
Right.
So that made me think, and I'm saying, wow, you know. So I went back to the vet, and I explained all this to him. And he at the time, he is now retired, but he at the time had told me, you know, A, the tumor, because we were monitoring Ricky every 3 months with x-rays and blood samples. And they said, A, the tumor is stable. And then he explained to me, he says, well, he says, Ricky should be losing a lot of hair because, as you well know, you know, cancer victims usually lose their hair.
Yeah.
So he wasn't losing it. As a matter of fact, his coat was getting more shinier. He had a little bit more bounce and life. Okay. And the rest is history. He went on to live four more years. So I realized, wow, this thing here is not just giving him, is not acting in the well-being of his good health, but it's the tumor is, you know, stabilized.
Right. So
I mean, after 4 years, he did go on to pass away. You know, it's not a miracle caller, but it did a lot of things that I did not expect. And a lot of that feedback that I'm giving you and your listeners is according to the thousands of pet owners that have purchased it.
Right. So let me catch everybody up here. We're talking to JP Pampino. He's the inventor of the Smart Collar. You can actually go to the website, thesmartcollar.com, to learn more. But basically, through this mechanism of helping his beautiful dog, finding out, trying to use these chips to try to help his health, which apparently it did, which we call anecdotal evidence, meaning that someone has experienced something in one case that is very positive and was unexpected with traditional medicine. And ionic technology, there's different opinions on it. I don't know a lot about it. I haven't been trained in it. What I do know is that there are so many approved tests that I've seen, and I'll tell you that things like there is a medication, I don't mind saying the name of it, and I could even get in trouble for it, but like something called selegiline, which is approved for use in dogs for Cushing's disease, it doesn't work at all for Cushing's disease in dogs. There are different opinions on different medications, on different treatments. Some work, some don't. And sometimes it comes down to an individual pet reaction. And I think that's one of the things we're saying here. And, JP, you said one of the most important things that I had heard before, which was before you had sold these collars, and for anyone who thought it didn't work, you could have them returned, and you had zero returns of these things.
Zero, absolutely zero.
Right.
So what we've taken, Dr. Greenway, is the therapeutic philosophy of humans, which is people sleep on magnetic mattresses. They wear magnetic bracelets. They wear magnetic therapeutical shoes with magnetic soles in them. We use that same theory for pets. No one has come up with that idea for pets.
Right. And this is the idea. We've got a few seconds left here, so I just want to summarize for people that this collar with ionic chips in it is making the claim that it will reduce pet shedding. Obviously, what you're talking about is improved blood flow. That can have very positive effects, but it is called the Smart Collar. You can go to thesmartcollar.com to learn more and order one for yourself. And I'd like to hear from listeners as to whether they see reduced hair loss, much like JP's housekeeper saw when she accused him of having another housekeeper because his house became so clean and there was less hair sitting around. And JP, I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's an interesting background. I know we'll be talking to you again, and I want to dive a little deeper into your passion because you've shared it with me about how you got there and your love for pets and your family's love for pets, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us on. Okay.
Absolutely.
All
thanks,
the best,
JP.
Okay?
You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So for anyone who wants to take a look, you go to thesmartcollar.com, thesmartcollar.com, and you can take a look at that and see if it works for you. And you give us a call back and tell us what you think about it. When we come back, more of your questions, and I'll help you out. You're listening to Animal House.